Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
I remember reading of a bus driver in Australia, and he had on his bus every day both whites in Australia as well as Aborigines who were black. And the bickering never stopped. It kept going, and there were sometimes skirmishes and fist fights, and he just got full of it and pulled his bus over one day at the side of the country road, and he said, as he looked at the white fellas and gals, he said, "What color are you?" And they said, "White." He said, "No, on my bus, you're green. You're green. Now, what color are you?" Rather reluctantly, feeling a little foolish, they said, "Well, we're green." He looked at the Aborigines and he said, "Now, what color are you?" "Well, we're black." He said, "Nope, on my bus, you're green. Everybody on this bus is green. Now, what color are you?" "Well, we're green." "Great." He turned around, got back, began to drive, and he heard, after a few miles down the road, one of the fellows in the back saying, "Okay, light green on this side, dark green on that side." We don't get it. I saw Saving Private Ryan, as many of you did. It's a wonderful story of a family that was going to be bereft of a continuing of their name because Ryan was the last soldier still living. The family had lost the other members, and so they needed to save Private Ryan from being killed in action. And so a small squad of soldiers were dispatched to do that. You remember, it was almost mutiny a time or two. And they found him. They weren't that thrilled because of what they had gone through, and because their name wasn't Ryan, it wasn't that exciting to them, but they had done the heroic thing, the right thing. I thought, as I sat with my son-in-law looking at the film, I thought, what if he had been black? Let me go a step further. What if they had all been Protestants? And they found that they had saved a Catholic. It's interesting, not long after that, I read a true story of soldiers in battle who lost their buddy. He died. So they carried his body to a local cemetery, happened to be a Catholic cemetery, and they laid him down, and they talked to the priest, and the priest said, "No, you can't bury him here. He's not a Catholic." Stumbling away from the cemetery in disillusionment and discouragement, they got just outside the cemetery fence, and they dug a hole, and they buried him there, covered him over, and somebody said a prayer and a verse or two, and not far away, they spent the night out in the open. They got up early the next morning to pay their last respects, and they went back, and they couldn't find the grave. And they looked all over for it. So they knocked on the door of the priest, and they found him rather disheveled coming to the door. And they said, "Do you happen to know where the grave is?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "The first part of the night, I felt sorry for what I had told you. And the second part of the night, I spent moving the fence."
Whether we admit it or not, prejudice is something we all battle. It puts up barriers and prevents us from loving and accepting others. But prejudice can be overcome with grace. When we extend grace to those we meet on a daily basis, we model the love of Christ to a needy and hurting world. And where there's grace, there's no barrier. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Breaking Down the Barrier, was copyrighted in 2000 and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2011 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.